Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But look, we need to, with prayer, supplications, praying for other people, let our requests be made known unto God. Now, note this, we're not informing God of anything. What this shows us is that we need Him, and we stay connected to Him. God knows our needs. He's going to provide for them, but He wants us to come to let us know that we're dependent upon Him. So remember, always be dependent upon Him. And here's what I like about verse 7. How can we find joy in it all? Here it is right here, verse 7. It says, "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. So when you're going through stuff, you think that you're all alone, it's only you. Even in the midst of trials and tribulation, the Bible says 10,000 could be by your side trying to come against you. But in this, I will be confident, because we know that God is in charge. And it tells us, like stuff like, Joe, you're going through, Vicky, all this stuff. People say, man, how in the world can they do it? But you got peace. You're still going. To God be the glory. See, because you know what the end's going to be. You're not focusing on these situations. Now, these situations can be hard, but you're going to trust in God in the process. God said He won't take you around the problem. He'll take you through it. He's going to show you that, hey, I don't have to divert you from trouble. I'll put you right in the midst of it and protect you. Man, I tell you, that's some good stuff right there. He'll protect you right in the midst of what you're going through. Isn't that good? So no matter what you're going through, He will protect you. Boy, I tell you, I don't know about you, but like I say, my wife wasn't doing well this morning. I tell you, she is fighting a battle. And it's tough. And as a husband, to see your wife go through so much pain, and you still got to go to work, you still got to do all this stuff. And man, I tell you, she is a trooper. But then she knows that her heart is fixed upon Jesus Christ. I tell you, what a purpose. When you are fixed on Jesus, everything's all right. You know, I'm just thinking about Stephen when they were stoning that boy. You know, and they said he had this look of his face as they're stoning him with rocks. He's looking into heaven, and the Lord receives him up into glory. Wow. He was focused. He was fixed. Are you fixed on Jesus? Because when you're fixed on Jesus, good things happen. Now, I'll end here real quick. He ends with finally. In other words, at the end, at the very end of it, if we are going to praise the Lord, we have to think right. He lists a series of things that we need to think about. You know, I told you before that when we pause to think, we will find cause to think. And that's praise the Lord. So that means when we think about what Christ has done for us, what He's doing, and what He will do, we'll praise Him. Will offer up the sacrifice of praise. Now, I didn't know you got. Did you know that sacrifice was a praise? Yeah, we have to make. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but when we do it, we feel better. Because Satan's. You know, think about when Satan went before God and said, "Hey, he wants to take Job and use him." He said, "I'll do all this stuff to Job, and he'll curse you to his face." Think about that. But Job didn't do this. He stayed with God and he said, "I receive good, shall not I receive evil?" Amen. And all this, Job did not curse God. He stayed true and praised the Lord. And whenever we praise the Lord, we almost like smack Satan. Because he's an accuser of the brother. We can always praise the Lord no matter what we're going through. Know that God is taking care of us. He's around us. He says that He encamped angels around about us. We got so many things that the Lord is protecting us from, we don't even know. So the message today is praise the Lord at all times. And the Bible says rejoice, always rejoice in the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.